England's restoration did more than simply restore a king to his throne. The return from exile of Charles II in 1660 threw off the yoke of Puritanism under Oliver Cromwell and ushered in a world where pleasure was a virtue.
And suddenly this man returns and you have a different society, the arts burgeon, the sciences, industry and so on. And suddenly people think that they can be whoever they want to be. I mean, it's a marvelous time to be in London.
Charles Beauclerc, born the Earl of Burford, is a direct descendant of King Charles and a witty and wild young woman named Nell Gwynn. He's now out with their story, Nell Gwynn, Mistress to a King. It's set in an England that is, as he puts it, in full hedonistic reaction to Puritan rule, a place where even the lowliest person has a shot at moving up, a person like Nell Gwynn, a child of the streets. Born to a mother who ran a bawdy house, the pretty girl cultivated a lightning wit as she served brandy to, and perhaps fended off, her mother's customers. Poets and painters would later portray her as a vixen and a Venus, airy and careless, charms that would serve her well, with a king looking to be merry after years of privation.
Charles was in exile, almost 20 years in fact. He wandered really through Europe and often survived on one meal a day. Those that met him said that his clothing was threadbare. And he was also spurned by his royal cousins in France because they wanted to keep on good relations with Cromwell, who was the Lord Protector in England. And I think the important point there is that he learnt to become a man before he became a king. So he was almost unique in the annals of the English monarchs. And he had that essential rapport with ordinary people. It made him a very special king.
So jumping ahead in time, Nell Gwynn has grown up to a teenager, early 20s. Charles II has been restored to his throne. And how did these two characters come together?
In 1663, a new theatre was built, known as the King's Theatre. One of the innovations that Charles introduced was, of course, allowing actresses onto the stage. All female parts before had been played by boys. And Nell Gwynn got a job there as an orange girl selling oranges. But it was noticed by the manager of the theatre, Tom Killigrew, that she had a lightning wit and decided that she would actually make a very good actress. And so he auditioned her and she rose very quickly. And it was really through the theatre that she met Charles, because he was the first British monarch to attend the public theatre. He went very regularly. He would even suggest plots to the playwrights of the time and so on. And he would go backstage afterwards.
And he rather famously loved women anyway. I mean, he would have been a rake if he'd been a commoner.
Well, that's right. You know, he had a couple, the Chiffinches, who used to manage his social life and his sexual life. And many actresses were led up the back stairs at Whitehall and were enjoyed by the king for a night, and that was it. And the remarkable thing about Nell Gwynn is that she developed an intimate friendship with this man, and it lasted for 17 years until his death in 1685. And as far as we know, she was completely constant to him, knowing that that constancy could never be returned because he had several mistresses and a wife.
If you were able to give one example of how it was that she prevailed, what would it be?
Well, I think the great thing about Nell Gwynn was that she didn't know how to be anything but herself. I mean, she had a very frank and open nature. She lived from the heart. Her great rival was the other French mistress, Louise de Kerouaille. And there was a famous episode in Oxford when Nell's carriage was mistaken for Louise's. Louise was very unpopular in the country because she was a Catholic. She was known to be a spy for Louis XIV. And yet she was treated very well by Charles and was his mistress. Anyway, people started pelting the carriage and shouting insults and so on, at which point Nell Gwynn stuck her head out of the window and said in her loud ringing voice, "Good people, be civil," she said. "I am the Protestant whore." So she made no bones about where she'd come from and what she was. And, you know, the jeers turned to cheers and they let her carriage through. And there are many, many other stories about her. And these were repeated in the taverns of London. And she became something of a popular hero. And we're told that flowers were left at her door. People used to cheer as she was taken through the street in her sedan chair and so on.
So you would know about your own ancestor, Nell Gwynn, not because she herself could write. She was illiterate. Yes. But because she was written about by the literati of the time.
Yes, and her life does read a bit like a fairy tale or an allegory. I mean, her life follows the myth of Cinderella in so many particulars. And people like Andrew Marvel, the poet, who is also a satirist, wrote in a very condemnatory vein about Nell Gwynne and the other mistresses, saying that they were draining the public purse, they were keeping the king away from his business and so on. But others actually noticed that the opposite was true of Nell Gwynne. She didn't ask for huge sums from the king, just enough to maintain herself and her two sons by him. But also, in addition to that, she was something of a court jester who made it her business to tell the king the truth, however unpalatable. And there are several anecdotes of the time in which Nell tries again and again to tell the king that he's neglecting his business, that he must cut down on his pleasures, cut down on his mistresses, and attend to affairs of state.
Now, your ancestor was their son, Charles.
That's right.
He was elevated pretty close to the level of the king, right? He was openly acknowledged and...
Yes, Charles always took his time with that sort of thing, though. And this is one of Nell's great gripes at the king, was the fact that not only did he not give the boys a title to begin with, in fact, for the first 6 years of their life, he didn't even give them a name, a surname. What Nell did then is when she was in the king's presence with her son, she used to deliberately provoke the king by calling the little boy, "You bastard," and she'd say, "Come here, you little bastard, and say hello to your father." And in the end, this so irked the king that he apparently decided to give her a title. The other story is that she held the boy out of a top-story window by his ankles as the king was passing by and threatened to drop him, at which point the king said, "God save the Earl of Burford," and she pulled him up.
We're talking stories here now, possibly, right?
Well, I think so, but there's always a grain of truth in them, and I think certainly the one about calling him a little bastard rings true. That's exactly the sort of thing that she would have done.
Charles Beauclair, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Charles Beauclair is author of Nell Gwynne, Mistress to a King. Read about what was going on England on the day Nell was born at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.